guys will do the same thing. So my seniors would be Chase Suber. Chase played fullback for us last year in corner. He'll do the same this year. Matthew Harrison was a running back, played a little defensive back last year. Jeremy Pawlowski, center and guard for us last year. He'll probably play somewhere on the offensive line this year. He'll also play defensive end for us. Those are three of my, you know, seniors that played quite a bit last year that will play again this year. So Landon Zimmer. Landon is a junior. He's a good athlete. He played a little quarterback last year, also tight end, but he'll be our quarterback this year. And he's been doing a great job all summer and in the early part of summer practices. So I expect a lot from him. Rest of the league, you know, Lakers is the defending champs. I know they'll be right back there this year. They got a lot of their kids back. Coach Verberg does a good job there. Cassidy will be good. You know, Reese has got a new coach, but they got they had a lot of young talent coming up. Bad X had a nice group of kids last year. They just didn't have a lot of numbers. So, yeah, it'll be tough. And then we always play Ubley and Harbor Beach, and they're always tough. So it'll be just like it always is, 9 weeks of nine tough games. Ubley is, we're very similar to what we do and what they do. So it's always a good game. I'm glad we open with them. It's a good test of where we're at. Probably like a fist fight. You need to line it up. You'll see probably, you know, 20 to 22 guys within 8 yards of a football and who can grind it out the longest. And regardless of preseason expectations, that's always a game. Whether we're going to be low or they are, like, it's always ends up being a heck of a game, and both teams usually do pretty well. So
USA trying to go for their fourth straight season, making it into the playoffs. Last year they snuck in at 5-4, the same way they did in the 2015-2016. That's when they were the Greater Thumb West champs at 9-2 at the end of the season.
So, like we said before, we heard from Josh Hahn, low numbers, 14 on the varsity, 11 on the JV. It's just alarming for a team. Just a couple of years ago, program-wide was featuring 45 to 46, 7 players, and for them to be down this low, I don't know what the cause of it is, and, you know, that's not for us to speculate, but the thing is, it's football. Football's a physical game, and injuries are going to happen. This team is two or three injuries away from being on life support. It's just fielding enough numbers to have a team, or they're probably going to have to end up canceling the junior varsity season at some point this year, which is no good for anybody, but to fulfill those league obligations, that's the way USA is probably going to have to go. They don't want to, but that's probably what you're going to see probably about midway through the season.
It's always interesting looking into what a coach says in an interview. They're almost like a NASCAR driver. They just kind of ramble off in a direction. And you know, but if you really listen to what Coach Hahn had to say, everything was about fundamentals and staying healthy. Being in shape, fundamentals, and staying healthy. Probably repeated that about three times. So that tells me that this team is young, they have a lot to learn, and they're being very cautious. None of those things sound good to me when it comes to playing football. I do expect this team to be defensively sound. A lot of these wing T teams start with their defense, try to get their offense more possessions, especially if the offense aren't as good. They lost some big-time playmakers, both sides on the line, which is a big, big troublemaking thing for me. If your line isn't solid, it's hard to stop the opposing running game, and it's certainly tougher to even make holes for your offense. So I think this team is definitely going to struggle. They have an uphill battle ahead of them, but I do think defensively they will be all right. But can they score enough points? They only scored 20 points a game last year. That's just not enough if your defense is giving up more than that.
Yeah, you know, with USA, I personally think it's huge that Josh Hahn came back for another season. He kind of just filled in as the interim last year, so it's good for them. It's good for USA to have him back, because they're losing quite a talented group of seniors. You know, Josh Lang, Miles Geiger, Cooper Caulfield, even on the offensive line. Like you guys have said, they're going to be a young team, but I'm really excited to see what Landon Zimmer does under center. This was a kid as a sophomore last year. He was on the varsity basketball team, won the regionals with them, and then when baseball season rolls around, he's up on varsity again. So this guy has some big-time experience, so it'll be interesting to see what he does under center.
USA's first game this Friday against Ubley, a game you'll hear on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com, as Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansel will be calling that one from USA this Friday. Coverage starts at 6:10 p.m. and kickoff at 7 p.m. We have USA potentially three times in the regular season. Ubley at USA, USA at Lakers, another classic, and then another classic rivalry, week number 7, Harbor Beach at USA. Historically always was that last game, but because of the new schedule, new conference, with KPAC and Caro, and they're changing things up a little bit week number 7 now.
Not only is the Greater Thumb West as a whole a meat grinder, I mean, it's just a tough league, and you throw Caro into that mix, I think it gets even tougher. And then USA draws the two toughest teams potentially from the East with Ubley and Harbor Beach. So you put that on their schedule, wins start looking really, really tough to come by. But when you look at, they've made the playoffs the last 3 years, and two of those at 5-4, that speaks to how tough their schedule is. And if you can get enough wins, if you can get to those 5 wins, you're probably going to make the playoffs because you went through a meat grinder of a schedule.
Ubley, then Cass City, then home against Caro at Bad Axe, home against Reese at Lakers, home against Harbor Beach, and then at Vassar and at Brown City to round out the regular season. You're absolutely right.
Oh, this is going to be a tough schedule for them. But again, they're young. They need to find some positive things to work on. Like I said, if the defense can keep them in games for longer, they can stay healthy, the kids can have a good experience. Hopefully more kids come back out. Like I said earlier, I'm not sure. This has always been a traditional football school. I never really envisioned this ever being an issue for them. So I wish them the best this season.
And this is where the Wing T can protect a team. If you can find a way to grind it out, keep that ball for 7-8 minutes, and keep the possessions to a minimum for your opponent, you're giving yourself a chance to win if you don't have that offensive firepower, which we don't think USA quite has this year. But if they have a way, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, to just keep it moving along and keep it out of their opponent's hands, they're going to give themselves a shot to win games.
Yeah, and looking at the schedule, you know, we talk about how young this team is. I think it's going to be huge starting off the season with 3 home games. Obviously, Ubley and Cass City are extremely tough teams. Don't know a whole lot about Caro, but those 3 home games to start off the season are really going to help the young Patriots squad.
One thing they do have in their advantage is we don't know a lot of who these playmakers potentially could be, which means there could be some guys that maybe can catch a play-action pass, or there might be some of those types of things they can use to their advantage. That's some things that they're going to have to attack and use against other teams well.
7:37 on Sports Radio 102.1. It is now time to check our weather. We are currently sitting at 71 degrees and sunny skies on our east side studios of the WLW Sports Network, broadcasting live from the Clark Ramsey Manor. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of luxury. Book your stay today or like them on Facebook. That's the Clark Ramsey Manor. This weather update being brought to you by Thalen Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Kia on Euclid in Bay City. Thalen is where you need to go for all of your new and used car needs. Visit Thalen Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Kia Monday through Saturday. You'll be glad you did. They want to see you in a Kia. I've always wanted to say that. All right, we have Matt Stevens just standing by with our forecast, and we'll get back. After we return, we'll have Lakers in Kansas City in our upcoming segment right here on Sports Radio 102.1. Matt Stevens.
Through the overnight, mainly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Our winds light and out of the west. For Thursday, generally sunny and pleasant. Highs are near 80. Winds west to southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. For Thursday night, mainly clear. Overnight lows in the middle 50s. Our winds southwest around 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs mid to upper 70s. Winds southwest around 10 miles per hour. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Matt Stevens.
Thank you, Matt Stevens. As the season progresses, we continue to lose more sunshine, more temperature. Right now, though, we are in peak summer season right here on the east side in beautiful Harbor Beach. In return, we'll have Lakers and Cass City, followed by Bad Axe, Ubley, and Harbor Beach, rounding out our next hour and a half of coverage on our preseason 2-hour special of The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1.
No!
No!
No.
Are you tired of hearing no?
No, no, no.
When you're out trying to buy a new car?
How about new?
Well, think yes. Think Thalen. With their easy credit approval system, they have financing available for everybody. They know bad things can happen to good people. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. Thalen has lenders that have special programs designed to help you reestablish your credit. This is the chance to own the vehicle you've dreamed of, and for thousands less than you could imagine. Thalen is so confident in their easy credit approval system that they'll put their money where their mouth is. They'll give you $500 if they can't get you financed. So if you're in the market for a new car and tired of hearing what other dealers can't do for you...
No. Nope.
Negatory. Come into Thalen Chrysler Dodge Jeep Kia. They can do it for you. Bring in your trade, title, and a current pay stub and be prepared to take immediate delivery. Or go to thinkthalen.com, fill out a credit app, and get pre-approved.
Thalen Chrysler Dodge Kia.
Golf with a purpose and for a good cause.
The McLaren Thumb Region Foundation is hosting the 26th annual Linda Rowland Memorial Golf Scramble Wednesday, September 12th.